Grace tried to take control of the situation. "Now listen to me, Mr. Carmichael. I don't know you, and you don't know me. I can't imagine why you're fixated on me, but I want it to stop." He pushed the button to stall the elevator.
"Now you listen to me, Grace. We're perfect for each other. You know it as well as I do. We were meant to be together."
"Okay," she said, trying to calm him down. "Let's discuss this in my office." She pressed the button to start the elevator. He stopped it again.
"We'll talk here."
Grace took a deep breath as her hands started shaking. She had to get out of here without making him any angrier. "We'd be more comfortable in my office, behind the closed elevator doors." His vision clouding with anger and fear, he wrenched open the door to the shaft. Julian froze. He couldn't see the car. All he could see was the black cavern, and it looked just like the book. Worse, going down it would feel like being sucked into his hell of darkness, cramped, tight.